How are you enjoying the heat?
That's my walking away with my water, Josh. Almost had to fight Josh for my water right now. All right. Well, praise God, you're here. You're blessed. God has you here for a reason. And those who aren't here, bless them anyways, right? Praise God. Well, Sunday I opened up in Deuteronomy 28, and I am going to go back to that this evening. Is there a lot of bass? It's making my... It's good? All right. Thought it was my eardrums. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read the verses right now. Deuteronomy 28, starting at the top of the chapter, verse 1. It says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Because you obey my voice, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will increase you, the Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give you rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right and to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Verse 15 says, "But if it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and take over you." I'm going to stop there because that's leading into the curses. I just wanted to mention that towards the end, because first part is blessings, and all these blessings after verse 15 are reverse. Okay? The reverse. Let me get my eyes adjusted here. So, Father, I want to thank you this evening, Lord God, for the many blessings that you have for each and every one of us, Father, for uncovering them, Father, for revealing them to us. We thank you for your presence this evening. That your Holy Spirit be upon this vessel, Lord God, to speak your words and only your words. Father, we thank you for your presence here to touch each and every heart this evening, Father God, for a clear and better understanding, Father God, that your words will be spoken with a clear understanding, my God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. So the blessings, we're talking about the blessings, about being obedient. So what I was going to was the title of this. Let me get my notepad. I like to do that on purpose. Look, Pastor, I got my notepad. Okay. Abundance through obedience. We all know what abundance is, right? Everybody understands what abundance is. It's plenty. It means enough. It's overwhelming. You got it all. Everything. You don't lack a thing, right? It says, so abundance through obedience, going through something. You have to go through something to get to that destination. As we come before God, we were here, now we're there, okay? So we moved on. We went through something. Obedience, okay? Obedience, complying, and an order of request or law or submission to another authority. Ooh, how many of you like to be under authority? Nobody? That's typical, you know? But we all are, whether it be at home. Okay, I'm under authority. My wife, she could be keep me going, you know. But under authority, whether at home, on the job, because there's always people above you. But we're all under authority under God. Okay, if we are fellowshipping under the things of God, we're under authority. We're under authority of our pastors here, which bring forth the word of God. Okay, so we got that straight, right? Abundance, we're not going to lack nothing. We're going from one place to another. And obedience is we're going to behave. Ooh. How many of you behave as Christians? Don't, okay. How many of you don't behave? Everybody, hey, be honest. We all drop the ball. You know, in football, if you drop a ball, it's a fumble, right? And it's dogpile on that ball. So if you're the ball, you don't want to get dogpiled, huh? But we all drop the ball. You drop it somewhere. We let the flesh get involved in our lives, and we mess up here and there. In verse 1, it talks about that it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Man, obey his voice. To observe carefully, okay, carefully his commandments, which I command you today. That the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations. Now, we are a nation as a people, okay? Nations also is ethnos, meaning race and stuff like that. But we are a nation, a Christian nation, meaning as us, as Christians, okay? So we're that one nation, that he would put us above all nations, but if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, I want to go to Exodus 15 and 26. And said, if you diligently heed his voice, the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his sight, give an ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your God who heals you. Remember all the stuff he put on the Egyptians? As he brought them out, you know how Pharaoh was going through all these diseases, all the plagues, all the infirmities. But what does Egypt represent? Bondage, sin, right? So he has taken us out of that place to be a different people. Okay, so he wants us to take this. So heed his word. Maybe I should turn there myself. Let me go back. I'm in Exodus 15. Let me just get there real quick so I can stay forward. Diligently heed his voice. Again, talking about listening to his voice and doing what is right in his sight. See, we always, you know, we're in the time of Big Brother. It's been going on for years, right? Everybody knows what Big Brother is? Who doesn't know? Oh, you kids know? Hey, young man. Ryan, do you know who Big Brother is? You ever hear that term? You're being watched by Big Brother, which is the cameras of the government that watch over you. Well, the Lord watches over you. He sinks in his seat. There's always somebody watching you, okay? You know, when you're driving and doing one of these numbers, you know? You ever see somebody in a freeway doing one of these numbers? Somebody's always watching you. So the Lord is watching you. Somebody's always watching on what we do. Okay, so let me see where I'm going here. So being obedient, heed his word, and he will set us high above all the nations. Deuteronomy 26 and 19. And he will set you high above all the nations which he has made in praise in his name, in name and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord God, just as he has spoken. God will make you a nation or even an individual as you represent Christ. It says in praise, in name, and honor. And when I was going through this, I was thinking, I thought of my mom. I thought of my mother. Maybe many of you here are moms. And the thing is, in praise, you know, you praise what your mom has done for you as a child. And even as you get older, you understand what she's done for you. Okay? In name, mom, you know, okay, you call your mom, you don't call her by her first name, but mom's the name, right? You honor your mother in name by calling her mom, or instead, let's take it a different step. At work and who you are, they recognize who you are. They honor your name, has credibility. Mom has credibility. And then an honor, I should have wrote this down, I might be saying it wrong, but an honor, I honor the things of what my mom did. I gave her honor by obeying what she asked me to do. And as I got older, I was more obedient to what she did. But, you know, as a kid, we're all a little rebellious. But by honoring my mom, I came to Christ. You know, she asked us to go with her to a Christian church. Didn't want to go, but because I love my mom, we went. We went, and we've never left. So honoring her, recognizing those that you honor, okay, whether it be somebody in your family, even if in your job, you may not even notice it, but people, if you do an upstanding job at work or at school or wherever, at play, whatever your job is, whatever you're doing, moms do an outstanding job. They're there when you're sick. I told Loopy, you can't get sick. You can't get sick in this house. I can't be the mother. You know, I told her, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to get sick. You know, and I used to tell her, they couldn't pay me enough money to do what you do. That job is 24/7. That job is 24/7. No. Rather go to work. But see, when you're in Christ and you're diligently in Christ, seeking the things of God, being obedient, all these things come to you in name, okay? Or in praise, in name, or do a good job. All of a sudden, these people, man, that person so-and-so, that guy Josh, he does an outstanding job. Josh doesn't even know what they're saying about him. Just doing an outstanding job and everything. And then his name becomes, his name is out there. Well, we'll get Josh to do it. We know that Josh can do it, okay? And then the honor comes because he's done an outstanding job of who he is in Christ. Honor comes. They start recognizing that he's a different person. I can trust him. He's reliable. He's a man of God. He would never steal from us. He would never take the things like that. Sometimes when people accuse you and they know you're of God, they'll say no. They'll stand up for you. So being honorable and doing the things of God, always being that, recognizing that God is watching each and every one of us and what we do. Okay, so we need to remember that. I hope I'm trying to break this down a little bit, and I hope I'm doing a good job of trying to bring it to you. Did we do Deuteronomy? Oh, yeah. Please deaden your phones so they don't ring or beep you. Okay, let me see here. Did we do Deuteronomy 26:19? Okay. I'm getting a little caught up here. Okay, the second verse. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey my voice, the Lord your God. So this is the one part that's going to be a little difference. Remember, this is Deuteronomy. This is the Old Testament. This is the laws of Moses, right? These are the laws that God put before you. He says, if you obey me, if you're obedient, and if you hear my voice, okay, you will be blessed. How many of you hear his voice? Okay, maybe not in the way through word, understanding the word of God, knowing what the word of God says. And how many of you are victorious in that? In the words of God, in his commands, and everything that he has put for you, from your knowledge of what you know of the Lord. So everybody's good, right? You never drop the ball. You never, right? But see, in the Old Testament, under the law, you couldn't mess up. Am I right, Pastor? You could not mess up. If you messed up, you lost all your blessings. So how can you keep up? How can you keep up? You don't want to give up those blessings. You want them to overtake you. All right. Okay, here we go. And all the blessings will overtake you. God loves to bless his people. He loves to bless his people. He has declared that the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. This means that you cannot run fast enough to escape from your blessings. You might say, wait a minute, I haven't got blessed. Yeah, you got up this morning and breathing, right? Huh? You know, everybody has their struggles in life and things like that. You know, I used to, when I hit a certain age, I used to get up in the morning and snap, crackle, and pop. And it wasn't Rice Krispies. You know, so I was glad to be able to get up. As long as I keep hearing that snap, crackle, and pop, I knew everything was still going, falling into place. But your blessings will overwhelm you, okay? That's what the Lord wants you to do. And there are blessings waiting for you, waiting for each and every one of you, okay? You may think that you don't qualify for God's blessings because the verse, in verse 1, what does it say? It says that you carefully, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, to observe, to learn, to recognize, to understand, okay? So going back, if you miss one commandment, so we're going to go to the book of James in a minute. Let me go on. Let me finish reading this. So you may feel that, some of you may not feel that you qualify for a blessing, or maybe you're not worthy to be blessed, but God wants to bless you. Okay, blessings because of, let me see, I lost my place here. Keep all his commandments. The Bible says that if you fail to keep just one commandment, you fail to keep them all. Is that right? Okay. So in James chapter 2, in verse 10, it says, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Okay, so he is guilty of all. Stumble. She stumbled. Hey, man. Didn't I go like this? Ladies, take them out of your purse. Silence them. Jesus. Praise God. Got all our attention, huh? Okay, so we all stumble. But there's good news. If there's good news for you, Jesus is the one who qualified us for every single blessing, because he has kept all of God's blessing. You get that? You qualify for the blessings because Jesus did it for you. We can't do it. We could never do it. Right off the bat, Adam messed it up. We can't do it. Okay, so Jesus, so we qualify. He kept all of God's commands. When he died for us on the cross, he not only fulfilled all of God's commandments, he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. Go to Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become the curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Okay, go to 14. that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So you have to believe in what God is doing for you. Believe that Jesus, he died for each and every one of us. We don't understand. Man, I'm getting all this from you, brother. Getting the deep stuff. Is that you are blessed for every single, that God took everything to the cross. Jesus took everything to the cross. Okay? And here's a good part about it. Let me see if I can get to it here. But because of Jesus, God knew that we would not be able to hold the law. Jesus never failed. Jesus never broke the law. So when Jesus died on the cross, he gave us, it's like an inheritance, pretty much. Because he did it, we are blessed by it. We are covered by it. Was that the grace card? Okay, note that he did not redeem us from the blessings of the law. So the blessings are ours today. See, Jesus redeemed us from the law, but not from the blessings of the law. That means they're still enacted. They're still qualified. You still get them. Okay? Through Jesus, what he took to the cross, he made us qualify for it. Gentiles. We're all Gentiles, most of us, right? Okay? Stein, Paging Stein. Okay. We all qualified under his covering, under his blessing. If you have received Jesus Christ, you qualify. You're in the family. You're in the family. You've been grafted in. You qualify for all the blessings that Jesus has for you. So he took the curse of the law away from us. Okay? He took the curse of the law away from us, and he saved us from that, but he did not take away the blessings. So I want you to understand that you have so many blessings. Once you understand, if you do your best, you know, like if you ever tell your kids, hey, I want you to strive for that A, top of the line. Or if you're an athlete, you want to strive for the best. You're trying out for a position. You want to strive. You want to give it your best. When you go for a job interview, you want to prepare yourself for you can be that number one candidate so you can get the job. So you strive for the best. If you fall short, Jesus is there to catch you. That's what he did. Okay? So there's no... You stay blessed and walk in the things of under Jesus Christ, everything that he's done. And what happens if you stumble and fall? You drop the ball. What happens? Repent, huh? Repentance comes in. You get right back up. He comes over, picks you up, dusts off your knees, fix you all up, get all the dust off of you, get all that sin away from you, and moves you forward. Did not take your blessings away. I don't know. Sometimes you might throw a little delay in there for disobedience, but your blessings are not taken away from you. So God has many blessings for each and every one of us. Once we catch that and we hang on to it, that everything will be a blessing. Everything will be a blessing. What Satan means for evil, God will turn it around. Okay? Sometimes you feel that you have everything coming upon you. The whole world's coming down on you. Can't take it anymore. Jesus is there to take that burden from you. Physical pain, heartaches. You know, you can't bear it. But you get through it. You get through it. And when you go back and you look at it, you go, wow, we went through all that. And look at where I'm at today. Because of the Lord carrying through. Yeah, everybody's seen that footprints, right? They don't know who the author is. You see the footprints. See two sets of footprints walking along. The guy tells Jesus, you know, in my hardest times, you abandoned me. There's only one set of footprints. He goes, no, my son, I carried you. So remember that in your hardest times, in your disappointments, in your heartbreaks, that Jesus is there for you. Jesus has blessed. Just being with Jesus is a blessing. Understand that, okay? You may not always see, you know, because we tend to think that blessings are going to be a lot of physical or tangible things that, you know, we can have, that we can feel. Some of it is just friendship. Some of it is, blessings that just come in the time of need. You know, a blessing, you get blessed to go somewhere with people, you know, where you would probably never ever go in your lifetime and go someplace. And what is a good blessing is be able to get a job to take care of you. If you want to succeed in your job, give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. You give it to the Lord, be better than what you're supposed to be at work or at home or whatever you're doing. If you go with that and honor God, God will honor you. If you want to move in your career, you want things to happen in any part of your life, give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord so he can bless you. Give him your kids. Give him your job. Give him your car. Give him everything. They're his. He bless you with them. Why can't he ride along with you? Amen? Okay. I got my notes all flipped over back and forth. Oh, start at the beginning. All right. So be blessed, okay? Jesus is the one who saved us from the law, but kept the blessings for us. Verse 3, it says, blessed shall you be going in, and blessed shall you be going out. You know, walk tall in the things of God. Okay? Be blessed here. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of who you are. People will know who you are in Christ. Maybe they'll make fun of you. Hey, we're all going to be made fun of. We've never been made fun of. If I want to shake your hand, have you never been made fun of, man? Sometimes it hurts, but sometimes you don't. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go, man, because you'll watch. People will attack you some way like that, but you'll be blessed going in there. You stand strong in who you are in Christ, okay? And you'll be blessed going out because they will honor who you are because you never back down. Okay, verse 4 says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. How does that affect you today? How many of you are cattle ranchers? Huh? Cattle ranchers. All right. It does affect you. Maybe not 100% of this, but it's the word of God, okay? And it stands for today also. Okay. The increase of your herd. Okay, it's kind of derogatory, but a herd of people? You ever see a herd of people? You ever see, you tell somebody, hey, what's going on there? There's a herd of people down there. You might use that word. You might just say it's a whole bunch of people, but it's a group of people. There's a herd of people. Pastor has a herd, a congregation. Okay, so it's a group of people with the shared characteristics. A group of people moving in a particular direction. We as Christians gather together as a group of people, as a herd, if you want to call it that way. We move in a direction, praising God. Okay. So as pastor, they guide us to where we're going in the things of God. It says, increase your herds, increase your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Okay? Now, a congregation is also referred to as what?
A flock.
Okay? So it does pertain for the things of today. Okay, the flock. Let's see. Where were we at? Verse 4 says, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. How does that pertain to us today? Your baskets? Back in the days when the people were working, they had to have a basket to gather their crops, to go out and gather the things. But not just any basket. It had to be a strong basket. It had to be something that's going to withhold the abundance of the produce, of the blessings that God had gave them as farmers and crops as they brought this in. You didn't want to get a whole basket and then you're walking with it and all of a sudden everything goes down. You lose it all. You needed something sturdy. Okay, so you need it. Your baskets will be blessed. They'll be full. They'll be strong. They'll be able to withhold the blessings that you're coming. But, you know, this is just me. But I'm thinking the blessing, and then we'll get into the kneading bowl. Both the same thing. Is it to be strong in the things of God, what do you need? To be strong in the things of God, what do you need? This is a test. Can't fail me now. You need the Word. You need to be fed. You need prayer. You need fellowship. You need the Holy Spirit. You need that. These are your basket. This is your kneading bowl. The kneading bowl that they used when they made bread, they also had kneading troughs. So when they would mix the dough, as that bread would rise, if you had a cheap bowl, it would just break. So you had to have a strong bowl. You need to be strong in the things of God. Okay, so when those things try to attack you, you're not going to give in. You're not going to break. Okay, so those baskets had to, you know, you wouldn't want to be out there working, you know, in 100-degree weather. Maybe back in those days, you only had 72. And you know, even working, you build up heat, you're sweating and everything. You're gathering, you got this basket, you did all these hours, you know, you're climbing or doing whatever. And then all of a sudden, the bottom comes out from you. You don't want that. See, you don't want to be weak in the Word of God. You want to be strong. You want to be able to, you want to all the, carry all that, because someday you might have to carry somebody in that basket. So we talked about the kneading bowl, right? Because the yeast will rise and it'll expand. And if that bowl's not right, it'll break. Okay? So when you think about it, think of these things. How do they pertain to your life? How do they affect you, even though it's from way back when? Okay. Verse 6, it says, you'll be blessed when you come in, blessed when you shall be when you go out. And we talked a little bit about that. The Lord will cause, let me see, make sure I'm not missing anything here. Because I want to make sure I share it with you. Here's another thing about going back to the baskets in the kneading bowl. You know, another way it talks about too, is the things that you have. Your cars, your homes, your furniture, that they would last. Things would last. You know? All the stuff that is given to you, you want them to last. Okay? I hope I'm not missing here. I flipped one way and another way. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. You ever have anybody come out against you? It happens. It happens to people. People say things about you or accuse you of something. But when you're with God, you have nothing to fear. You stand and God will be your advocate. He will make things right for you. And then when the truth comes out, you find out it wasn't even you. You know, things will be turned around. The Lord will command the blessings on you. This is verse 8. In your storehouse and in all which you set your hand, and he will bless you, the land which the Lord your God has given you. Your storehouse, the blessings that God has for you. I don't think I wrote it down here. But the storehouse is your treasures from heaven. God will open the windows of heaven for you. You know, in times, how do I want to say it? It's messed up being broke. You know, it is. It's messed up being broke. You're thinking, Lord, man, what's happening? You know, but be blessed. Because in your time of being broke, it's brought you closer to God. Yes. Is that you had to trust him more. It brings you in. You know, if life was so easy, we'd be spoiled rich kids and blessings, huh? Without learning anything. But yeah, nobody likes to be broke. I don't like it. You know, it's nice to be blessed and have abundance. Remember, this is all about abundance. God will bless you. But what I wanted to get, I can't find my note here. I must have flipped it in so many different ways. Huh? That wasn't it, but that is true. But the blessings from heaven. God wants to open up the windows of heaven for you to pour out a blessing. To pour out a blessing. You don't know what they're going to be. You know, we're standing here. We're expecting. We're asking God, okay, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I need. But the Lord knows better not to get it to you. You know, who knows best, right? So, you know, I told you about the time I wanted a job. I didn't get it, and that wasn't the job for me. I got something else. He had something else better for me, which was a better blessing. So see, sometimes we think the certain things that we want are the best things for us, but God says, wait a minute. Just hold on. I got something better for you. It's not right now, but you know how we are when we want something. We got to get it right now. I'll get it on credit. I'll hawk the house for it. You know, I'll give up 2 weeks' pay. I just got to have it. So hold on. Ask the Lord. Let him bless you. Let him get you best for less. Okay? God, I don't know what I did with my notes. Let's see. Verse 6. Blessing the job, verse 7. We just did verse 7, right? Okay, so the blessings of the storehouse. Blessings so that you can give to others that you set your hand on. So Deuteronomy 15:10. Okay, it says, you shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be given when you give to him. Grieved. When you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and all of to which you put your hand to. So here's the thing about being blessed, okay? I want you to remember this. Blessed. Pastor's always talking about give. Give, okay? And a lot of you are givers here. We have a small congregation. There's a lot of givers here. Give. It says give to those who need help. Give those that sometimes you may be better off. You figure, well, I can't give. You know, I'm not in the best situation. But if you give what you have, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you. Remember, there's a window that's ready to be. Remember the old windows? And everything slides this way now, but the old windows with the counterweights would come up. Kind of couldn't open because they were painted. But the windows from heaven are coming out, and he wants to bless you. He wants you to help the needy. He wants you to give and not give grudgingly. He wants you to be obedient. So that when you put your hand to the plow or you put your hand to anything, it'll be blessed. Anything you touch, anything you did is blessed. You know, I look at trades. I worked with a lot of trades. And the one who got the best kudos of everything were the painters, the carpenters, because you could see what they did. You did the mechanics, everything was under the hood. Nobody cared, just as long as it worked. They didn't get the kudos. You know, anybody, cement workers made a nice path. You know, it looks good. It's beautiful. It makes it change everything. The paint comes in. It brightens up. Makes everything look clean and bright. Those are always the ones that you see. You know, you see the production of their work. But God wants to bless you. And you know what? We don't need to toot a horn. Show your blessings, you know. Give where you got to give. Let God bless you. Because, see, when you do that, there's your blessing. There's your blessing. So be obedient. Help those who need help in any way you can. Sometimes just being there is help in itself. Just a company. You know. Just being there, you don't even have to do much. Just a little, hey, could you hand me that right there? There you save the man 10 steps going back and forth and breaking his train of thought of what he was doing. You know, if you kids, as you know, dad was working and he had you out in the garage and he was showing you how to do something. He said, showed you how to identify tools. And even as a little helper, you can get the tools and bring it to him. Because it, you know, when you have to stop and bring your train of thought, you ever put something down and don't know where you left it? Huh? That breaks your train of thought. This way, you know, just being there and helping someone is a blessing in itself. Okay. Verse 9. It says, The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has swore to your fathers to keep, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Again, just being obedient to God, being there, being obedient to him. Exodus 19:5. It says, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commands, my covenant, excuse me, when you shall be a special, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all the people of the earth is mine, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Okay, how does that pertain to you? How does that pertain to you? It said the last part was the people of Israel, the children of Israel. Obedience. It goes back to obedience. Hearing the voice of the Lord. Keeping his covenant. Okay? Remember, Jesus is on your side. So if you fall, he'll be there to protect you. You're not cast out. Okay? And it says that you shall be a special treasure to me. You're a special treasure unto the Lord. That means he values you more than anything. Are you special? Sure you are. Above all the people of the earth, of all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God is looking for the best. You know, I am sure glad that I am the son of a king. You know, I didn't wear anything purple today, but I'm royalty. I want you to know that. You can call me Sir Sierra, Sir Pete, you know, because my father's the king.
Yes, sir.
Okay, remember who you are. You know, I tell my son sometimes, Sir William. I tell my grandson, Sir Isaac. You know, those are kind of giving a little royalty. But remember who you are. You're a priesthood. You have the word of God in you. So you minister. You teach others. Okay? Teach it to your children. It says that the priests, a holy nation, these are the words which you shall speak to the children. Though it says Israel, but you are grafted in. You are the descendants of Abraham. You are one of those little sands that they cannot be counted. Those stars that shine in the sky that are numerous, that's you. So God has that blessing for you. Verse 10, it says that he shall, let's go to verse 10 up here. Deuteronomy 10. Yeah, okay. Then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Wow. It seems like nobody's afraid of Christians right now, right? You kind of want to bully the Christians because the Christians, they figure that Christians are God's people, that you can't do certain things. But see, it's not our fight. It's the Lord's fight. The Lord will fight your battles, right? But you don't get pushed around either. But you trust in the Lord. It says, we are called by his name, okay, in the name of the Lord. What happens is the people will fear you of who you are. If a person knows that you're of God, and here's a good example is Joseph. When he worked for Potiphar, everything that Joseph did prospered, right? If you had somebody, if I was a boss and I had a Christian man working for me, and for some reason, every time this guy's with us, man, we're growing. I got more Christians. We're prospering and everything. Everything is going good. You know, there's two things that are going to happen. One, I'm going to want to be like him, or I'm just going to stand back and watch what happens because of them, Christians, those who ask God to bless them because they're diligently working. And what happens when if that person decides to go? What's that? The blessing goes with them. Oh my God, I'm losing my star employee, my Christian employee, that all the blessings would come. Now I'm fearful what's going to happen with my business. Because that man should have jumped in there and caught the blessings, right? Should have been trained up in the things of God and did what Joseph or that Christian person was doing. Because wherever where Joseph went, no matter where he was at, he was in prison. He had that prison running good. Everything changed. You know, in favor with God. That's right. So you, as a light on a hill, going out and representing who you are in Christ, you bless those. And they know that there's a peace where you're at. Where there's a peace where you're at. There's prosperity where you're at. And that's a kind of fear when the people, when you're gone. Whew. You guys know what a vortex is, right? It goes around. Well, there's one in the toilet bowl, but there are numerous places, but that's the one I'm getting to. Everything's just been flushed. It just, you know, it's like, what are we going to do? I seen the effects of when Christians leave, you know. We've seen it in our nation. As the things of God leave, look at the mess. So there's a fear there. It's not a fear that God's going to intervene and do something wrong. It's a fear that the covering, the blessings that you bring with you, you know, if you go into an erratic household and you're the one there and you, all of a sudden it's peaceful now because you're singing and you're praying and you're going around the house and God's walking with you and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a calm in the house. You know, there's so many things with the presence of God that you as a Christian bring with you. Those are the blessings. One of many blessings. You're a blessing to have around people who don't know God. You're a blessing because you bring peace. And it maybe not might come right away. There's some bold people, bam, it happens. But remember, where you are, Christ is. And where you go, it's holy ground. Be holy because he's holy, right? Okay, let me go on here. I did lose my place in Deuteronomy. I've got no bookmarkers. Deuteronomy 11. It says, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body. Whole lot of kids. Whole lot of family. Friends become family, right? So God will bless you in the fruit of your body, the increase of your livestock, okay? The things that you have, the increase that he gives you, and the produce of your ground, the land that you work. God will you know, where you, like I said, like Joseph, wherever he went, he honored God. God blessed him, okay? He will honor that. Okay. The land, the Lord that swore to you Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Wow, to give you, descendants of Abraham. God has a blessing for you. You figure, well, I ain't got no land. Wherever you go, you stake your claim. That's right. The Lord will open up, verse 12, it says, the Lord will open to you his good treasures. This is where I was getting at, his treasures. Okay, he will give you open up the storehouse of heaven and pour down to you the heavens to give you rain to your land in the season and to bless all your works of your hand. You shall lend to many, but you shall not borrow. Wouldn't that be nice? Man. Man, that's talking about abundance, you know. And look at, it's not for a few. It's not for a few. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. Listen, this is what you have. You know, this is carte blanche. This is what we have, but we don't know how to use it yet. Trust God. Be faithful in the things of God. And then all of a sudden, you'll see these things open. Things, blessings will come around the corner. They'll come here. They'll come there. You weren't even expecting it. You know? Be expecting. Be expecting. I told you the story when I first became a Christian, sitting in my buddy's Bible study. And I told you, somebody was going to come around the door with a tray stacked with $1 million. That's how happy I felt. It was a huge tray. I saw the tray. It was a big platter. And it was just stacked. Like I was saying, where's my millions? That's how excited I was. I was just bubbling inside. I wasn't jumping out and screaming, but I was like, man, I am rich. I got it. You have it. Each and every one of you have it inside you. Just praise God. Trust in Him. Man, when it's all falling apart, that's when you really got to get in there. When it's all falling apart, yeah, it's going to be hard. You know, you may not want to. You know what this is? It's a computer with a phone in it. I call them a computer because that's what they are. And you have how many people in here that you can call? How many people can you call and say, I'm not feeling good? How many people can you text and say, lift me up in prayer, brother? I'm having a hard time. Sister, I don't know if I can make it today. My kids are driving me nuts. Give me strength. Blessings. You know, everybody goes through something. You know, I'm home. I haven't seen anybody. You can be withdrawn. Get on that phone. Get out. Ask them if they can take you somewhere. Walk to their house. Don't be defeated. Don't let that devil lie to you. Because what? You are royalty. You belong. You are prince and princesses of a king. Man, daddy's got wealth. I love it, man. I love that I know that a king died for me. That a king died for me. He died for you. Think of who you are, where you came from, where you've been, and somebody that could have just swept you under the rug and forgot about you died for you. Died for you and made you whole. Where are we at? Verse 13? Verse 12? I'll finish it and go verse 12. The heavens, the treasures of heaven, of the heavens, to give you rain in your sea, in the land of season, to bless the work of your hand. We talked about all this. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. That's awesome. God will help you. God will give it to you. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Okay? He will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only. Okay? You walk in God. You walk in the things of God. And people will tell you who you are. They'll tell you who they think you are, and they will put you up here. I ain't kidding. They will put you up here. Because who you are in Christ, because everything changes about you. How you walk, how you talk, because who you honor, because you learned how to be respectful. You learn how to be wise in the things of God. He is teaching you, and people will just be amazed of who you are. Or when they see you from what you used to be, and then they see you, they'll be like, man, is that you? I can't believe it. You can't believe it. God will teach you how to do things. If you don't know how to use a computer, get down and do details. Get in there and do Word, do 3D dimensions and stuff like that on the computer. Get Excel and everything. You spend time with God, He will show you. My boss asked me one time, I used to turn in his reports, and he was asking me, I had to do stuff for Cal OSHA. And I asked the Lord, man, I don't know how they want this report. Nobody gave me any kind of detail. But my boss had asked me, how did you do those reports? I told him, you really want to know? He goes, yeah. I said, the Lord helped me. The Lord showed me how to do it. It's just too quiet. But it was the truth. It was the truth. The Lord will help you in certain things. You may not get it right the first time or second time, but you know what? You keep honoring God, he'll show you. You don't give up on the things. Okay. You'll be the head, you will not be the tail. You don't need to be at the bottom no more. Look at what happened to Joseph. Sure, he was down there for a while. He was in prison. He was accused of things. He was mistreated. He was neglected. He was lied to. He was forgotten. And then what happens? Second in command. Woo! With all the riches, got himself a wife, got himself a nice apartment in Pharaoh's place. I mean, look at it, man. Overseer of everything because he trusted in God. God gave him a blessing, gave him wisdom on how to interpret dreams, put him in command because, you know, how did Pharaoh say he should be it? Since he knew what it is, who am I going to trust? I'll trust that man. They will trust you. Your landlords will trust you. Your neighbors will trust you. The gardener will trust you. Anybody, the people on the street, once they get to know you, they're going to know that who you are. You go with this guy, they know who he is when he leaves. Pastor Dennis. I thought about you when going back to the names and everything of who you honor. You know, in your case, it would be as though they know your name or they know who you are. They know you by name but don't know you. And then when they know you, you are honored. I forgot how it goes in there. But God has it for each of us. We're no different than Pastor Dennis. You remember who you are and remember who you are and carry that way. Your studies, whoever you meet, God wants you to be royalty in the things of God. Remember, man, walk proud. Walk proud in who you are. Don't let, you know, people talk down to you. Hey, you know who you are. Doesn't mean you got to be way up here, but, you know, remember who you are. Remember how he took you out of that pit. Verse 13? Okay. Meet the Lord God, which I command you today, and you are careful to observe. And verse 14, it says, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. So don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. You've come this far, and don't give up, even when it's hard. Remember the parable or the story of the guy that they carried in a stretcher? You guys know that, right? Where his friends carried him, and they punched a hole through the roof, and they dropped him down there. If you're in that stretcher, you get those four people to lift you up in prayer. There's no reason we should be alone in the things of God. But here it says, don't go to the right or to the left. When you're being discouraged, call somebody. Hear the things of God. Get energized. Give praise to the Lord. Put on some music. Talk to the Lord. Speak in tongues. Communicate with our Father in heaven so that you will be blessed. So that we don't lose going into verse 15 and the end of the chapter and everything's being reversed. You want to be completely blessed. In your struggles, you are blessed. Okay? I want you to remember that. Because what? Joy comes in the morning, right? You will be victorious because the things that you struggle in will strengthen you to encourage others. And then when you know that you got through it because you honor God and you prayed and you ask him to get you through these hard times, you will be blessed. And you yourself will know that it's from God. If you can't recognize this from God and you think it's you, there's on your own there. But remember the blessings that God has for you. And you only have them because of Jesus died on the cross for you. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to get the blessings because we couldn't handle the law. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord God.